with the dead miners. We will then seek to immediately recover the money from the parents, shareholders and directors of Pike River Coal Limited. We believe that the government has let the families down, that it has a moral obligation, as found in the Commission of Inquiry, where the Department of Labour was held jointly responsible for the tragedy. And we believe there has been a moral failure of government here in leaving those families in the country.
So what sort of legal avenues would a Labour government use to get that money back off the parent companies?
Paddy, I would be very surprised if legal avenues were needed. The companies, shareholders and directors have two choices. One is the easy way, the other is the hard way.
What about corporate manslaughter? Is this something that should be allowed?
I support the private members bill that Andrew Little has up, but I don't believe that that would be a relevant factor in this particular proceeding.
So you would effectively apply moral pressure by using the taxpayer pays for the parent company's tavern and then effectively ask them to...
So the government will put the money up front to make sure that the families are protected and cared for. Many of them are in desperate situations, as I understand it. We will then use the power of the Office of the Prime Minister to ensure that those who should have paid out from the millions of dollars of insurance that they receive, which includes, by the way, two Crown entities, the Accident Compensation Corporation and the New Zealand Superannuation Fund, and they will be the first phone calls I will make.
We spoke to Simon Bridges this morning. He said there was no discussion of moral issues when Cabinet made the decision last Monday.
In this Labour and this National Government, there are very rarely discussions of moral issues.
Does that surprise you?
No, and that's part of the problem.
How much money is ACC and the New Zealand Super Fund? How much do they get that you'd be requiring you to pay?
ACC, from memory, has around a 5% shareholding, and the Super Fund about a 1.6% shareholding, and their contribution would be proportional.
Speaking of moral obligations, obviously the Prime Minister chairing Cabinet, he did say he'd do whatever he could to housekeep those people out of the mine.
That's exactly right.
Do you incorporate the failure to pursue compensation as part of that promise?
The Prime Minister said that he would stand by the families of the miners, but when push has come to shove, he has let them down. It's a little bit like saying he'll stand behind human rights in Sri Lanka. The mouse just didn't roar.
In terms of you saying that you're going to use the full powers of the representative Prime Minister to recover the money, what does that actually mean?
It means that it could be anything from a private dinner with the chairs of the relevant companies where they see good sense and decide to take something back to their boards, or a range of other tools at the Prime Minister's disposal.
What are those things?
They include regulatory, legal or legislative.
Why are those being pursued at the moment?
Because the Prime Minister seems to be asleep at the wheel, and the Pike River families deserve a whole lot better than that, and they will get it from the incoming Labour.
So you convince those mechanisms exist?
I'm absolutely convinced they exist.
You'd legislate if need be?
That's a last resort, but if necessary, we would look at that.
What do you think of the Pike River directors who came to apologise?
Look, the parent companies and shareholders of Pike River Coal Limited receive tens of millions of dollars of insurance payout themselves. And while, of course, in the case of oil and gas, a loan was made to keep Pike River winding up its affairs, only $5,000 per dead miner found its way into the compensation of families. That's reprehensible. The parents went off with millions of dollars of insurance, and the families got only 5 out of 110,000 of court-ordered compensation.
So what's your message to the shareholders in New Zealand Oil and Gas? Because obviously this is, in some senses, their decision as well, their money as well. What's your message to those shareholders?
Including two Crown entities, pay up now, get this over with quickly, and restore the reputation of your companies, because we will not put up with this when we become a government.
As for Simon Bridges and the government's argument that we've got ACC to deal with this, what do you make of that?
So the families have received some ACC payouts to cover out-of-pocket funeral costs, etc. But look, put yourself in the shoes of a family who've lost their breadwinner, who may have had outstanding loans for equipment, for a mine that failed. So not only did they lose their breadwinner, but they've inherited their debts. I know that some of those families are in absolutely desperate straits. I've spoken to Bernie Monks, I've spoken to their lawyer, and my heart goes out to them. This is a failure of leadership by John Key. It's a failure of moral authority by this government. It is actually relatively easy to fix this. They just need to do their duty by the families of those miners.
What makes this difficult, though, to anyone else who's died as
think that's a very important question. They are all tragedies, and that's a very important question. Here you've had a commission of inquiry. You have court-ordered compensation. You have a company that's gone into receivership without paying that compensation. You have a judge who said the parents of that company and shareholders should have paid, and they have not. Now, it may be that they're not bound by the law of that case to pay, but given that the inquiry found that the Department of Labor was jointly responsible for the deaths of those miners, let's be clear, this mine should have been closed down before it blew up. It was a disaster waiting to happen, and the lives of every miner knowingly put at risk, and they are now not there to support their families. I find this an outrage, and I am gobsmacked that John Key couldn't get off his backside and do something to help those families.
So you view this as unique to any other workplaces?
Perhaps reminiscent of Cave Creek, but unique enough so that this does not set a precedent which is transferable across incidents.
So does Labor feel a moral obligation because for 9 years in government it didn't do anything of substance to toughen up the rules?
I accept that under the previous Labor government more could have been done to toughen up the rules, and this is not this legacy of deregulation and neoliberalism is not limited just to the last 4 years. But the same ideas that brought us the leaky building syndrome, brought us the deregulation of our minds, have created an unsafe environment. 29 men paid with it for their lives. We will not stand by and see their families in distress and hardship because of some dancing on the head of a pin on the legal process. The Prime Minister has the moral authority, has the power of persuasion, can make that happen if he chooses to. And if he will not, I will.
Now, on that issue, what sort of legal advice have you had that this won't set a precedent? That this won't set a precedent for every workplace death from here on in, that the families involved want the government to step in over and above the ACC system and force companies to pay compensation?
I've taken preliminary legal advice from a QC and from another senior source.
And you don't think it will set a precedent?
No, I'm advised that there is sufficient differentiation because this is a court-ordered compensation pursuant to a Royal Commission where a Crown entity is jointly liable for the tragedy which occurred.
3 years today since White River. Are you trying to make political mileage out of that anniversary today?
No. Our hearts go out to the families. I've only been the leader for a few weeks, and I've long believed that this is an issue that should be addressed squarely and head on. This is a tragic time for the families. We are not seeking to politicise this. We are seeking to give them some hope that when the government changes next year, if this is not sorted out before then, it will be sorted out as a matter of
priority. But you are politicising the anniversary.
This is an issue which must be dealt with. We have a court-ordered compensation. We have parent companies running off with millions, tens of millions of dollars in insurance checks, and the families of the dead miners getting nothing. I'm sorry, but I think this is outrageous.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.